Okay. Yeah. I hope. Are they there? Yeah, okay. I put up three sets last night. I mean, it was like late last night. It was like 11:45 or something when I put them up. And other students verify that I didn't mistakenly put them in 502. So it should be some. Got it? Yeah. Okay. As usual, this lecture about templates is copyright Creative Commons. And so we're going to add a login screen, a login button, and a login screen. And so what you've just got done doing is taking your HTML, distributing between base templates and then pages. And the reason we do that is not because we have a five-page website and we're going to end up with a five-page website, but literally with something like CTools or Sakai, we end up with thousands of pages that all kind of look the same. And so the base template is there so that we don't have to keep rewriting that 1,000 times. So what we're going to do now is we're going to experience the notion of adding another screen. And it's like, poof. We don't have to worry. The base is in place. You've debugged all your that stuff, the selected bit. I mean, the path is being put in and all those things you've got working to the point where the addition of another screen is really quite easy. Okay? So we're going to go through a series of examples over the next couple of weeks where we're going to extend our application. We're going to add new URLs that it listens to. So now, up to now, we've just kind of used topics.htm or sites.htm. Now we're going to start making URLs that have action in them. And so the steps to do this are we're going to pick a URL for the login screen. And as we develop the code, we sort of can do it one step at a time. you could write it all if you wanted, but we're going to first write a get method that displays the screen that we're interested in, and then we're going to add a post method that screen is going to send data to, and then add a login handler and a route. So we've had the little stuff in the def main bit that we just kind of hacked that in, and we're actually going to start changing it. And then we build a template, and then we build the code for the login handler. So the first thing that we're going to do you're going to want to look at this AE08 login, and that is, I have refactored the code a bit. So let me see. I've refactored the code a bit, and that is, we had, this code should look somewhat familiar to you. It is the notion of rendering the template, figuring out what the name of the template is, what the file name is, if it's a file, check to see if it's a file. In this case, I'm going to return false. So this code is sort of a new pattern, but let me bring up the code in an editor and show you the new refactoring. And again, this is a time where it will be valuable to you. To have all the sample code downloaded as a zip file. There's no shame in having all the sample code available to you, having your own copy of it. Okay. So I've got this on slides, and you've got it in front of you on paper. And I just want to show you a couple of things. So If we look at our main handler. So, in our main handler, what we used to do in our main handler is we had all this code that looked at the path, appended the path to the file path, and did the render, and did all this stuff. So what I've done is I've said, you know what, that's reusable code. I am going to make a utility library that does this, okay? And so I'm going to call this utility library that I'm going to use throughout my entire program. I'm going to call this thing doRender. And I'm going to pass in the self variable, which is the actual instance of this main handler. And then I'm going to pass in the actual template that I would like to render, which, if you recall, was the request self.request.path, which is /topics.htm, blah, 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 .htm. That's what that request path is. So the second parameter is what template to render. And I'm making it so that this thing is going to return a false to me if the file doesn't exist, rather than rendering index.htm. And this way, if I get a successful render of whatever path I'm rendering, then I return. Otherwise, I render index.htm. So this is the code that used to be sort of big, and so that big ugly code, but I've just moved it up to the top of the file here in this method that's usable for the whole file with a def, because a def is just a function that's usable in the whole file, and it takes three parameters: the handler, which is the handler itself because we need that, the template name, and this is a syntax of Python that says, If the parameter is not specified, we'll default it to index.htm, and then some optional values. If we look through here, we figure out what the file name is. We prepend the directory of our current file, followed by templates, followed by the template name, exactly the same pattern. If it's not a file, which is not valid, we return false. Otherwise, we're going to make a copy of the dictionary. And we're going to add the path, because this is reusable code now, and we're just going to make sure that path always gets put in. So handler.request.path, that's so that all of our templates have that. And then we're going to render it, and then response write it, and then we're going to return true. So we've taken this code, all this is what's called a refactoring. Refactoring is taking code we had working here, move it somewhere else, we're making it more general. And so that's what we're going to do. Okay? So that's the first thing to do, is to make this doRender. And frankly, you'd probably be simpler to just grab this copy out of my sample code and throw it into yours, and then change your main handler to be really tiny. Okay? So continuing on. We need to make a login screen, and so we're going to make the path for our login screen be /login. Now, everything we've done for the path up to now in all of our applications, we've had this path be a file name. Okay, now we're making the path be really an indicator as to what part of our program we want to go to. Okay, and I'll show you how to make that work. So if you look in the code, we do two things to create this new handler. And this code in white has been in there all along. And we may not have completely understood it, or may not have completely explained it. We just said, put that in. So now we're going to start playing with this, and you're going to play with this chunk of code in your program all the time now. As we do each new thing, you're going to stick a new line in here. What this is this is routing. You're routing different URLs to different classes in your code. And we put this thing in, much like in AppYAML, /.*. *** is a regular expression that says everything. And everything goes to main handler. And these things happen in order. So /login, we add a little tuple here that says /login maps to login handler. And if that is not true, if that doesn't match, then everything else goes to main handler. Main handler is exactly the code we had in the previous assignment that does the rendering of your templates that are named like index.htm or sites.htm. So that says, check this first, and if that fails, check this, and then it effectively will route to the new thing. And so in login handler, the first thing we're going to do is a get method. And in that get method, we are going to simply render, calling our newly minted doRender application, and render this new template called loginscreen.htm. So we got to make, so that's some changes you got to make to your application to get this new loginscreen.htm. Also, we've got to modify our base.htm to add new navigation. And then we got to add template files, one for the screen after you're logged in and one for the screen that shows the form to log in. So there's two forms. So let's go through those changes. So the first change is to your base.htm. And at this point, you've got a list. And this is the list of that stuff on the right-hand side. And you've got sort of, if it's topics, you know, here's your topics thing, each one of these things. So now, we've got a new path, right? And if the path is /login, we have a login button that navigates to /login, and we put the little selected bit. So, I mean, the way the smart programmer does this is they sort of hack this code, copy it, paste it, change a few things. Login, login, login. So that makes a link to the /login in your application. The next thing that you do is make a new file called login screen. Okay? Loginscreen.htm. And this you probably can just completely rip off from me. And hopefully this is familiar to you by now. It extends the base and replaces the body content. Now, isn't it nice to be able to just like not think about base anymore and like that some other programmer wrote all that stuff for us? You did that this week, hopefully. So it says in body content, put an H2 for please log in. Here's a paragraph. We have a form method, post. It's going to action back to login. So the post data is going to be sent back to login. We have some form input, pretty straightforward stuff. We got a name and a password, so we got to name these things, right? We name these fields account and password. We have a submit button. And then there's a little bit of trickiness to make the cancel button. And so don't worry too much about this cancel button, but basically what's going on here is we are going to have an input type of submit, which is a cancel button, which will give us a nice looking cancel button on our screen. But we actually don't want to send the data back to the server. We want to actually just switch back to the URL slash. And so this onClick bit is an attribute that you can put on lots of tags that basically says, you know what, when someone clicks on this thing, run this little bit of JavaScript. Now, you don't know what JavaScript is yet. You won't know for a couple more weeks unless you already know. Run a bit of code. And that says set the current browser's window location. This is not using the server at all. This is actually like your code in the browser is going up and then changing the URL and hitting refresh. And then return false means don't send this data to the server. So you'll see how this ultimately works where this cancel button. So let me show you the results of those changes. Okay, so I have my AEO8 login. Oops. So I've got my base changed, and so I've got a login, and my selected is working, and you'll notice that, so these are going to main handler. Index.htm is going to main handler, sites.htm is going to main handler, topics.htm is going to main handler, but when I click on login, that is now going to /login, and so that is routed to the login handler code rather than the main handler code. And if we look at this form, if we look at the page, it's basically the base with obviously the right thing selected, because that's all working. And then we have this form posting to /login. And this is this tricky on-click window location equals /. Now, and so if I click login, it actually posts the data to /login. If I click cancel, it's going to do a GET request to /. Okay? Because window.location is something that runs in the browser without touching the server. Now that GET will touch the server, but so let me bring up a log. Okay, so here's my log. Okay, so if I say sites, topics, so you see that the clicking on topics does a get of topics and a get of the CSS, and now I click on login, and that does a get to /login. Again, now it's routed to a different handler inside my code, and a get of the CSS. Now, if I say cancel, you will see cancel is like exactly like me going up here and hitting /, and then hitting enter. Hit refresh to get back where I was. Oh, perf. Okay, so cancel does not actually post anything. So watch the log at the bottom and see that there's no post. There's the immediate next thing is a get to /. So you see there's a get to /, and then of course there's a CSS call that comes after that. Okay? So that's how that cancel button works, and there's just a little magic JavaScript that says this is not really a normal submit button, but we're going to make this be as if it were ahref equals /, to make a link, just so we have pretty, so that these two things look pretty for the user. They're both buttons. Okay, so now we're going to hit the login button. So the login button is the standard login, standard submit, so that is going to do a post to /login. Oh, unfortunately I've got too much code working. Okay, so unfortunately I'm looking at the entire thing, so that's a bit misleading. So if I go back to the slide, and my login handler at this point looks like this. It has a get, but no post, right? So the way it works is if the code looked like this, it doesn't look like this in your handout, if the code looked like this, a post request would basically be ignored, right? It'd be like, I don't know what to do with this post request, okay? So then the next thing we've got to do, once we've got to the point where we are displaying this screen, then we got to write code that handles the post request. But the program will run if that code doesn't exist. It's just there's nothing going to happen when the post request is sent. And so, to do that, so we've got incoming fields from the form as account and password, and we've got some logic. We've got to check for like empty fields or bad password, or giving them a nice message. So if we look at the possible things that can happen on login, we can either sort of have a successful login on the upper right, or we can say, you know, you guys are giving me blanks, I'm not happy about that, or the password can be wrong. And so we have to handle all of these cases in our post. So this is what the post looks like. The post, now this is kind of giving a throwback to your guessing game application, and that is we're going to pull the form parameters out. We've got one form parameter called account and one form parameter called password, and we're going to store them in the variable ACCT and PW, and we're going to have a nice little happy log that logs the account and the password. Just so for our own sanity, we can see that log. Then we're going to have, and this is kind of like the guessing game now, we're going to look for all the cases of the things that make us unhappy. Okay? And so if the password is blank or the account is blank, I probably should do a strip on those just to make sure. If the password is blank or the account is blank, I am going to call doRender. Now, it's nice to be able to like do this in three lines now instead of like 14 or 15 lines the way we had. Do render the login screen and send this render variable called error as specify an account and password. If this is false, then we'll check to see if the password is secret, which is, that's our password for all accounts right now. We are going to do a do render of logged in.htm. That's a different template with no render variables. Otherwise, that must mean they have a bad password, so we're going to render the login screen again. So you'll notice this is, we're re-rendering the same screen that we did on get, both here and here. And here we've switched to a different screen. So we're going to re-render login screen, but we're going to give them an error message of incorrect password. Now, we also need to make a couple more changes. We take that login screen. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's not essential. That's just debug, basically. So you could put that in to be sure. That wouldn't hurt. It wouldn't hurt to have it. Yeah. Actually, no. Where's the rest of the? These are just. I've only. Where's the? Yeah. Okay. Does anybody else need sheets? Yeah. Okay. You need to wait for these sheets to sort of just keep moving around the room. Yeah, but stop me, by the way, if you have any questions. I'm going to assume you all have done the previous assignment, so when I say render, you guys don't go like, what's a render? Hopefully you're not saying at this point, what's a render? That would be a bad sign. It's going to get faster, not slower. I'll be like, and then some JavaScript, and we're going to use a variable, JavaScript variable. That's not a server variable, but it could be another variable. It could be a server variable, a client variable. It could be a post variable or a get variable, right? So hopefully everyone's with us. okay. So the next thing we've got to do to our program is we've got to make it so this error message comes out on the login screen. And so this is simple. We can put out a paragraph that has bracket bracket error, so that just says go find the render variable named error and put it out in a paragraph. But you know, we don't even want to put this paragraph out at all unless there's something there. And so we can say if error is not equal to none, lame syntax, but that's how you do it. If error is not equal to none, then emit this paragraph. And so when we're rendering on the get originally, We didn't put anything in there, so that error doesn't show up. Now we have to make the screen that looks like this. And again, this is where you're so thankful for your base, because you want to say login successful, which is really a whole bunch of code. But the navigation and everything comes for free, so we just extend base, and we stick the word login successful in a paragraph, and that's our logged in file. So we put that bit in as well. And so we end up with, modifying the base, modifying the index, modifying the base, adding these two things, and that's what it takes to get this login screen. Okay? So that's the, yeah.
So just since we're not, we haven't engaged the idea of sessions or cookies yet, this is just kind of a trivial case. And
this is, right. Okay. This is a trivial case to it's mostly what this is doing, frankly, is teaching us how to use this do-render method. because if I would have, if we started doing too many things without this do-render method, our code would just get gigantically exponential. So getting used to do-render and the notion that there's more than one handler, that's what this sub-assignment. So, and if I were you and if you're having trouble, I would do this bit first before you do sessions, right? So if you want to be hotshot and do the entire assignment first, both sessions and whatever, go ahead. But if it's, you'll probably learn more and you will take less time if you do this in two steps. So if we take a look at how this program ultimately runs, again, I'll do a get request to /login, and I'll move this up so we can see a little more of our log. A get request to /login. If I say cancel, it's a get request to /. And if I give it blank password, it goes through my post method and drops into that code that checks to see if I got empty password and puts out that little error variable in the render variable and says, please specify account password. If I have an account and a bad password, it says incorrect password. And if I have an account and a very secret password, it says login successful. So you'll notice though that in each of these cases, we're going to the same URL, /login. This page is the response that your program is giving to a post that has presented the correct parameters. Now, they'll navigate away somewhere else, but we can use the same URL for various things, depending on what parameters we're sending it, etc. So we have this one handler that does all this stuff, right? So let's go back to that. Well, so we have a... There we go. We have a post method that handles all the results of the form, and then we have a get method. We have a get method that simply renders the screen. So that's all part of this login handler, which then we route /login to this login handler, and then the framework routes gets and posts to the right bit. Okay.